I was born not very far away from here, but I've lived in it now for 50 years, over 50 years. This is the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime, anyway. I was there a few weeks ago, but this is even worse.
I'm Sinead and I work in Kiss Hair and Beauty in Clady. It was really bad. There's been a lot of damage to like the floors inside and a couple of electrical products. Everything's had to be moved to the upper floor of the building.
As we look out there, you're seeing nothing but water all over the place. And all my life in Clady, this is the worst I've ever seen.
And businesses in Clady will be counting the cost today, as many were submerged in up to 6 feet of water. Frank Ray owns a car sales business and a bar and restaurant in the village.
We own Smuggler's Bar and Restaurant and the car yard and the oil yard now. So it's got a wild bad touch like.
Frank, when the waters started to rise yesterday, it must have been a bit of a panic for you.
Well, we got the cars out. We got a bit of help. We got all the cars moved. So we just was lucky to get them out. And but the rest of the yard, the oil and the office and all is wrecked. So it is.
It's very high.
Wild high. I've never seen it as high as years. So it didn't.
And the restaurant over there, you can't get near that. The water's
no.
So high.
No, well, they reckon it's up one of the river agency buses is up about 4 foot up the door. So we never got over near it to see what how bad it actually was like.
What sort of bill are you going to be left with here?
I don't like to even think about that at the minute, to see what way everything is, insurance or whatever way everything is like.
I was up in Clady a few weeks ago when there was a flood. People were saying, oh, it's once in a lifetime. But here we are a few weeks later and it's happened again and it's worse this time.
Aye, well, that's what I was telling the river agency fellas was around, that they could be back in 3 or 4 weeks and they actually will be back again now when they see this, like, but there has to be something done, like, the river have to be dredged or banking's fixed or repaired. This can't happen again, like.
And I suppose as a business owner here in the village, it's costing you a small fortune at this stage.
Well, we had wedding party booked there and we had parties all booked for Christmas there where the restaurant, like, is booked up, like, and we'll be lost and all that, like. So, and then the damage and get it all up and running again before Christmas, like, if it can happen, like.
And looking at it now, we're just standing looking at the floodwaters. What's your feelings today?
Not good. Not good. I don't like the. I'm thinking of tomorrow when it's away to get looking into the business to see what the bad things are, but I'm dreading that.
A number of houses also had to be evacuated from the Ernie Road just outside Clady. Pat Wright lives there, and he says luckily he and his family weren't evacuated, but his neighbours were.
Well, when the start of the race, we're in a panic, so we were, and we didn't know whether we had to move or not. Our neighbours next door, they all had to be put out of their houses, and I was sitting up there about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I never slept all night. I was waiting for the knock, maybe from the police or somebody, for to put us out of the house.
It was a real panic situation for you and your family last night then?
It was a real panic situation, so it was, because we didn't really know, like, you know, we were, it was touch or go, like, if the floods, if the water had kept rising, we would have been in dire straits, you know.